Phil of the Four, you become her brother, her sister, her son, or her daughter, her niece, or her nephew, or her aunt, or her big mama, or she becomes your big mama almost instantly. Shirley is like that. One of St. Louis's best known performance poets, one of the country's best known performance poets. She has long served as a community resource and artistic catalyst in her roles as educator, psychologist, poet, playwright, and again, performer. Shirley, and I'm a witness, was a central figure in the Black Artist Group, the formation of the Black Artist Group, or BAG, of the 1960s, and has continued to collaborate over the years with fellow BAG alumni like Oliver Lake, Hammett Blewett, and the late Maurice Malik King. a whole lot of other people that I could talk about in BAG, Vincent Terrell and Claude LeFleur, but we won't do that. She worked with King and Arthur Brown in the group Free in Concert. So I like to think of her as BAG in Concert, Free in Concert, She in Concert. In the years preceding Brown's death, in the 90s, her activities have included performing with the poetry and music group Harmony, made up of Curtis Lyle, Glenn Papa Wright, Michael Castro, and others, and with J.D. Pyron's Spirit Stage Ensemble that gave concerts at both the St. Louis Blues Festival and Carnegie Hall. Her children's theater pieces have been staged at the Kennedy Center. Mm-hmm. She splits her time now between New York, where she often performs at the New Eurekan Cafe, and St. Louis, where she teaches at the University of Missouri. I could stand here for the rest of the week. It's Monday. Talk about Cheryl LeFleur, but she's able and willing to carry forth all those things herself. Shirley.
From man to brute to Superman, the great Frederick Douglass. 2 million eyes, blues, black, tan, high yellow, and blue vein eyes, snatch shadows from between the legs of their ancestors, picking spirits, ancient spirits, collecting tears, preparing the libation, knitting hands, gathering kneecaps, breath prints, copper feet, nutmeg tongues, connecting bridges, lifting voices, 1 million making a song of heart, breaking ground, seed planting, for the building of new pyramids. The Million Man March. I'd like to say good evening. I'm very happy to see all of you. I don't know what's the matter with this microphone, but I like to carry it. I like to hold it, and it's doing something I don't like. I want to say a special good evening to my extended family, the Browns. All of you, I am very happy to see you again. This is the only time we get a chance to visit. It's when it appears it's when I come here in January. Okay, that's a little bit. Is that better? Okay. So I wanted to open with that and reflect it on 1995. And since I usually dedicate a lot of work to women, I'd like to share tonight my works for men. Many of them are not new. I'm just happy that I'm surrounded and having men wrap warm around me this evening, Redmond, Castro, and Sekou. Glad to be in their company. And I want to dedicate, as usual, what I'm doing, the pieces that I read tonight, my spirit, my love that continues to flow for Arthur, who we had a very good, wonderful, sometimes knockdown, drag out affair relationship, our relationship over 20 years. And I do, again, thank Miss Virgie for Arthur. And so tonight I want to dedicate the first few pieces to the male people in my life, starting off with that nice march that Papa, how can I say, he wraps music around me. Dear Arthur, I could write you a poem, knit some wit bits and pieces of fancy and magic, say some slick things, string echoes of your songs like cowrie shells and colored beads. I could write you a poem, oh yes, paint you blues and bebop, write you like whiskey drinking rye, good times laughing and talking silly. I could write you a libretto, talking about trumpets sounding and you rising up in the east and maybe the west. But I hear drums and I feel the sun searching for you, shaking out the wrinkles. I could write you a poem, but I hear drums. It was 1969, you and some friends of mine. You was peeping through my kitchen window, making sure you was at the right house. Joined us doing a kitchen table symphony, poets and painters, music makers. Us doing a kitchen table symphony, just hanging out, your dancing eyes hiding behind some black horn-rimmed glasses held together with some glue and a safety pin. Shades of pastel beneath your gray tone, rugged overcoat, drum beat rolling around inside your little soft shoes, a too short brown stained camel cigarette humping between your licorice lips, sipping a little cognac, talking about family and old times, lying and laughing, some storefront philosophizing, homegrown and handmade poets, listening to Bird Miles. You love to get it on with a trumpet. Train and Dizzy butting in now and again. And we ended the night, just one more for the road. And I could write you a poem, but I hear drums. You had a word deeper, stronger, higher, equal to shaking some spears. You gave words and wisdom like diamonds and pearls. That's what Prince said. Never ask a quarter, never made a dime. You had the word in your breast. Teaching was an art. We worked juke joints and cathedrals and storefronts and universities. And we worked up. Remember the revival when that preaching lady wanted to save our souls? There was a quiet about you sometimes when you dressed up in your tan tweed sport coat with matching tie. You could read in a crowd, a party, or anywhere. Music was your magic. We did solos and duos and quartets. And Brother Reese, oh, Brother Reese Maurice could really saxogram your name. You relaxed, crisscrossing the word and the music. Remember the harmonica that you couldn't play but always played, that was always in the bottom of my purse full of cigarette ashes and tobacco? You were moving fast. You unfolded your family album to me. After 13 years, when Jeremiah came to visit you, and you talked about his baby years, and it was summer, you wanted to be in good shape by the time he got back to see you. And you talked about sitting down. Times got hard, settling down, and times was getting hard. You stuffed your poetry in your back pocket. Oh, yeah. Went to landscaping. You missing teaching job that you almost didn't get and never got it. Started messing around with paints, designing from paper, wood, string. That's when you told me about your brother James being a great artist. And you went to tell me you weren't going to write no more poetry. Yeah, but then you thought about you might have to change your mind. And your mama, Virgil, you was talking about her. You said she wasn't no shortstopper in no kind of way. And then you talked about your daddy, George, and you talked about your sisters. It was 13 years before you got to unfolding your family album. I was hearing your heart. I heard the drum. We end up at Tillman's and Dorothy's at the hoedown. You was dancing some fancy footwork, bebop and blues, rhythm and blues, not rock and roll. We was talking about Vicksburg, where Dorothy and Tillman came from, and you had familiar roots. Well, yeah, the next day you called me on the phone, and you told me you was writing a trumpet in the morning. You became my brother. You was talking about straightening up and flying right. Too soon you heard the drum bring a message, stomping down, calling you back to the soul of Africa, calling you home. The trumpets have laid down with sleep. I hear the drum. I could write you a poem. I could have a poem write you, but I hear the drum, the drum, the drum. Hey, remember Ray Boy Blue Black, bug eye with a chocolate smile, when you was just knee-high to a hop of grass, and time was half past a monkey's ass? Remember when you was just a little scutterbutt junior, flip-hip-dip in the mouth of the South, tongue-plucking cotton in the Mississippi bottoms? Yeah, I remember you. Remember you sitting around your granddaddy's ankle, eyes sucking his footprints, sopping up your history like a biscuit doing gravy, collecting your shadows, sharpening your wings on the teeth of your ancestors, tucking them words in your little hip pocket with your chocolate smile and your little boogie-woogie bugle you was trying to pass out for a trumpet. Oh, I remember Ray Boy, Blue Back Bug Eye, when them white sheets lit up the night like Toe Jam Fever, when your daddy did a two-fisted nigger knuckle dance on a cracker's ass, and less than 3 days, he was pushing up daisies underneath the old magnolia tree, and a low Dixie wind was whispering a breeze around that old rugged cross, and your mama's tears was proud. Mary, I remember you playing on your two-string guitar in the outhouse when you swore on a capon and a rooster that someday you was gonna take Gabriel to a door before the great getting up morning. Said you was gonna take him down so low. You said you was gonna smack him with a bamp and then snatch one of your poems out your little hip pocket and word whoop him to death with your good foot, strong as Red Devil Lie, and dare him to rise. I said, remember when you said you was gonna get on up and bird do a light foot and hum and shuffle, get on the rock out of line, the side winding at the junction around midnight. Said you was gonna put some dust between you and them death hounds, hell hounds breathing on your heels. Said you wasn't wanted to blow. Said you was wanted to blow your two-bit boogie bugle that you kept passing off for a trumpet. Said you want to blow blast, some real brass, do a shoo-shoo, bop-hop with your hip lip on a re-bop-bap, do a rap so boss that it tie up a Chinese tongue and make bricks out of wigwams and a hut. Said you was gonna go to St. Louis, baby, baby, baby. I'm going to St. Louis, baby. I'm gonna take that long-legged swamp water woman with me. Because that two-headed snapper between her thighs, you just didn't want to leave behind. I remember Ray Boy, blue, black, bug eye, with your chocolate ear and that two-bit boogie-woogie bugle, you, yeah, you traded it for a trumpet, and every morning I can hear you blowing. Thank you. Papa. Glenn Papa Wright. Fastest drummer in the East. Fastest ear in the West. Yeah, I'm just keeping up with my time because I don't want anyone to leave the owl's eye in my forehead, new footprints, new songs, new visions, the man child with a promise, listen close to my winds, lay tender hands on me, the man child with a promise, stringing pearls and cowries for new seasons, feed me wisdom and courage and love echoes. And I will knit smiles to nest in the silver strands of your hair. I am the man child with a promise, earth tone and ebony eyes. Keep a quick eye on me, for I am your tomorrow. Dream eaters. I think about, we talk about the Generation X and all this stuff. But every generation, the generation before, says, I don't know what this world is coming to. I don't know what they're going to do with themselves. And I'm sure we're all concerned, but this too will pass into the sun. Dream eaters on the edge. Broken like glass on the edge, they wear no mask, just the wind. Blood runners with fire between their ears on the edge. They swallow the sun, chew on the moon, star-studded teeth light up the air on the edge. They are the war, the enlisted soldiers. They are our battle scars on the edge, just edging. They celebrate their own rites of passage, avenging their ancestors, the revenge of the middle passage on the edge. They confuse the unjust with just us, dream eaters, just ice. On the edge, edging dream eaters on the edge, smoking dreams, choking, stomping dreams on the edge. You can smell them before daybreak. You can see their shadows at high noon on the edge. Dream eaters suck eyes, sweet eyes, innocent eyes, free and easy eyes, stone eyes, bitter eyes, old and innocent eyes, doo-doo eyes, bitch eyes. They suck eyes with angry straws on the edge. Eyes sucking dream eaters on the edge, dying with wet, soggy dreams on the edge, in the street on the edge, in the arms of a hot, funky beat on the edge. They die and 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 die. They have no cooling boards, no winding sheets. They just die on the edge. They just die and die. And die, da 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 da, with no medals, no honors, no, on the edge, backs against their tomorrows, unborn on the edge, with just one crystal tear, trapped in the echo of a mother's scream. We've lost, I don't know if I can say we lost all these people because they passed over. As long as we are talking about them, as long as we are speaking about them, we are keeping their spirit alive. We are giving them energy for the other plane. And they, in turn, can perhaps be of some assistance to us, depending on one's belief as to where we go, or if we keep coming and coming after we leave a particular place or space. I've lost some very close family members, very close friends. More recent has been Tony Cade. I had intended to be through with the piece I had been writing for her tonight, but it just, I stopped. So again, she's a part of me dedicating the reading to her tonight as well. Tony Cade Bambara, Julius Hemphill. I knew Julius Hemphill since 1957. We were very close friends. We were like family. I had the opportunity and the honor to work with him. Probably he's the first of his kind to be inducted into the National Jazz Institute of America. Maurice King, whom I grew up with from fourth grade. I loved him like a brother. I love these men like an extension of me. Arthur, and each time one passes over, I think of the other. So those are three people that, three men, Julius and Arthur and Maurice, that'll probably be with me for the rest of my life. And I do have one piece laid out dedicated to Tony. I want to keep moving so that we can finish up here. I have a couple of fun pieces too. One which I haven't read in many, 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 many years, but Arthur used to love. That's the one he would play the tobacco feel harmonica with. He needed to stick to poetry. Okay. But this is for Julius Hemphill and for Maurice King. There's a man singing under my skin, like a gourd song with a clear voice, singing the silk of a hummingbird, deep throat in the silver blades of holy grass. There's a man singing under my skin, rolling like a drum call, wind jamming my blue spots, blowing the dust off my wings, sifting the texture of my nature, rich in mahogany, between long chanting fingers, plucking out my ruptured nerve, restringing me. There's a man singing under my skin. Like a brass band breaststroking my wind, moving with the bebop eye, scatting on these haints and charming these cooties, putting some rhythm on these blue notes, swinging low like a sweet chariot, making my spirit rise. Jamming and bamping like a poet chewing on a sonnet, rearranging my score. There's a man, singing man, dancing under my skin. He's dancing with some easy feet, steady like a metronome stride, dancing a full scale with an insatiable passion. There's a singing man dancing under my skin. This man with a boogie-woogie ear, laying down a gypsy string bass line in brass, sun dancing my goal like a Mississippi yam. This man moving like a Congo waltz, doing a bambule and the hoochie-coo. There's a man singing and dancing under my skin, with the whole Sahara of tamarines, stringing a gospel pearl between my haints and my harmony, between my rattle and my reason, reconnecting my muscles, my nerves, my bones. With a soprano tongue, turning my brass bones to rainbows. This man, this singing, this dancing under my skin has broken my silence out loud. Monk, steal away. Monk, steal away. Monk, this is for Monk. Bad, bad monk, waxing, walking the wax, neon fingertip and monk popping, busting the kneecaps of harmony. It's monk smooth, swinging uptown, downtown, out of bound, free monk inside around midnight. Melody Monk, straight with no chaser. Hands scatting, stretching a bop on the ivory, shaking down the ebony countdown. The only monk, keystone copping notes, unlocking a card, opening, unstrung. Changing textures, unstrung. Color weaving, unstrung. Mixing monk jam and juju, unstrung. Discovering scales, unrun. That's been a sound, stretching the magic. Note, the note. Tapestry, music, cycling the air. Genius, monk, piano man, monk, hats aplenty. Rudy Tooty, monks with mercury shoelaces. Unstrung, monk, bebop, rebop, monk, elasticizing maestro. Like live, monk, monk, monk. A transforming, transforming, transformation. Transforming the music, transformation. Live, 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 monk. Okay, and this is a little, I'm gonna do a couple of little blues pieces here for you. Should be kind of fun. Sonny Brother Man Dance, that's the piece that Arthur used to like to play the harmonica to and just get all the stuff out of joint. And I wrote this about 20-some years ago up the street at a place called, what was that place called? No, that wasn't it. We used to call it the Wild Frontier because a whole bunch of stuff went on in there. I'm going to remember the name in a minute. Sonny Brother Man Dance. I mean, you can join in some of my pieces, right? Hey, Sonny Brother Man Dance. Get down. Get down. Hey, get up. Dance, Sonny Brother Man Dance. Going back in time, show it to us your time, our time, time's time that smiled and cried and laughed and worked and peed all over you, honey. Dance, sonny, brother, man, dance. Dance a coon gal, watching a change. Two-star diamond square and set and go. Go on and dance, baby, that biscuit toast. Roll, dancer, cotton field and a gin, a steel mill grind dancer, bow-legged pigeon toe, slew-footed dude. And don't forget to dance for the acres and a mule. Hey, sonny brother man, dance. Dance a man, dance, man, dance. Dance that boy named Colored down in the ground. Smother that boy named Nigga with 150 pounds and dance him deep. Real sweet, dance a grand dance, a man dance. Dance, 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 honey, brother, man, dance. Tell the world you done earned your board and keep, honey. Tell them from right there in your feet. Dance, honey, brother, man, dance. Time to sprinkle gooby dust all around your bed. Try to run your naked crazy clean out your head. Dance an old dance, new dance. Hey, hey. Yeah, dance an old dance. Dance the boogie-woogie jitterbug, the jack and the ball, the camber walk and the lindy hop. Do a little taste of the bebop, the rag, the slow drag. Go ahead, you can do the slop, the cake walk, the little sand slide. Try a little bit of the booty grind. Worry, worry, baby, don't worry about the choking kind. Do the huckabuck, chuck a luck, slop, the stroll. And if that ain't enough, you can try the jelly roll. Dance, sonny brother man, dance. Cause you done paid your dues, honey. Yeah, dance your own tune. Cause you know what? You gave birth to the blues, not Frank Sinatra. Doom, doom. How's the legend of Mutima? And this is for my girlfriend here. The heartbeat of the earth and the moon. I am the offspring, I'm sorry. I house the legend of Mutima, the heartbeat of the earth. I am the offspring of the moon and the sun, thrust from the energy of Africa. I am the black woman. I am the symbol of love, the channel of creation, the vibration of peace. The anger of storm and the suffering of pain. I am the black woman. I have seen the first rains and the last fire. I am the season of soul. Many of my tales go untold. My wound has stretched across the mouth of the universe to create rhythms and nations. My body has borne witness to birth and my spirit the taste of death. I have seen the 13th month, the 32nd day, the year 3000. Before the year 03, I have cradled the newborn's cry, yours and mine. Collected the old man's moan, made diamonds out of stone, found gold in my soul. I am the right hand of God, the equal part of man, the spirit of life. I am the black woman, and I am natural to the bone. I'm going to do two more, and I'm out of here. The next one is Put Your Hands on Me, and then I'll close with this poem, okay? I would like to do some nice, sweet things for you, but I just don't feel like it tonight. Some real, like, nice textured, well-formed pieces. Put your hands on me, baby. Some of these blues pieces. I'm not singing too good tonight. I really can sing better. Put your hands on me, baby. Now, some of the language you may not be so familiar with, depending on where you come from, okay? Put some of that gooby dust all around my feet, honey. Pluck a lock of my hair, and you can wear it everywhere. Honey, wring a chicken's neck till it hoops crisscross me with a black cat's bone. Sprinkle some of that sea salt under my stoop. Lord, Lord, just make me want to stay home. So, sorize me if you must. Work your roots, show enough. 'Cause I like the way you do my stuff. Hey, hey, you make my juice box run like hot buttered rum. Love me so good, baby, I want to skip, jump, and run. Hey, hey, makes me deep, blind, and dumb. Put your hands on me. Squeeze me like you do that eagle on a dollar. Take my whisper to a holler. Turn my minutes to an hour, honey. Increase me to the third power. Yeah, put them hands on me, baby. Sorcerize me if you must. Work your roots, show enough. 'Cause I like the way you do my stuff. Woo! Hey, but when you see me coming, click your heels three times. Whisper gree-gree rhyme, but don't you make no wish. Say, when you see me coming, baby, stroke your breasts three times. And don't forget to make that mojo sign, but don't you make no wish. Mm-mm, 'cause the fix won't mix. On a Creole, I'm a fish like me. Hey. So renew me, do me with your hoodoo blues, with a hex and a spell and some doogie juju. Put your hands on me, baby. Hey, listen, I won't burn no candle, drink no frog eye tea, put no bunker bear leaves up my sleeves, kiss my elbow, and won't hoo all my knees. No, no, I won't X your name, won't bathe in no sage, or carry no clothes for 3 days, and I won't search for no conjure man with no Louisiana hand to take him off. No, just remember who you do when you do who do who you do. 'Cause you may be the who, you may be the who you do when you do who do shooby doo boo do. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Sorcerize me if you must. Work your roots, show enough, 'cause I like the way you do your stuff. And I'm out of here with this poem. And then I'm gone. This poem is a very special piece to me because it's weaved out of the duality of my ancestors. And I thought I had it out here, but I think I put it right back. It's not going to take but a minute here. Papa, you want to give me a little bit of that beat, the top of that, this poem, please? Women. This is a spirit poem. Beating my breast like a drum, talking up a storm coming hoop-looped and crazy horse, painted red cloud and black elk singing Geronimo, speaking the great tongue of great of Earth Mother Rainbow, listening to skywalkers pray for Leonard Peltier, wounded in the knee and heart with the water buffalo, spread eagle. This is a spirit poem. When the mountains carried a wind song in its bosom and the valley cradled the footprints of God and bird and beast and field and flower, man and sky and mountain were family. This is a spirit poem before the terrace came, humpback and foot hoop. Riding the iron horse, the taste of power in their left hand, foaming at the mouth and a killing eye. This is a spirit poem. Poem with the memory doing a flashback, beating the hell out of truth, with a sack full of tricks and treaties signed in blood and lies, and peace broken like glass. Yes, a spirit poem with a memory doing a flashback, singing squaw stealing and blood mixing with nature moaning men red dead feathers in their head. This is a spirit poem before the terrorists came. This is a spirit poem, beating my breast like a drum, hot like juju. This is a sweating poem, a soulin' poem, dragging the swan songs in silence like night and rusted chains with no grace, pulling the weeping and wailing like billows rolling, breakers dashing through muddy waters, bloody once gold like yams. This is a spirit poem doing a flashback with screaming in the eye, rocking and rolling time of renegades and runaways in the Arkansas brown skinned soldiers, purple faces, black hands in a desperate land, and sheep wrapped clans, knees scarred and circles broken. Will that circle be unbroken? This is a sweating poem, a souling poem, a hanging poem, a raping poem, a court and elder poem, a charging poem, charging terrorists and thieves with stolen property, stolen birthrights and people and dreams and visions and choking Jesus, choking saints with Jesus in a gunny sack. This is a sweating poem, a souling poem, an old long time ago right now poem, talking about shingles and shit, true grit and grime, and dirty hearts and hands and pimps playing God and nasty on the smooth green of Capitol Hill. This is a spirit poem with a memory, doing a flashback, a sweating soul and screaming poem, screaming, war, what for? Hiroshima, Vietnam, Grenada, El Salvador, Nicaragua, Panama, South Africa, America, Haiti, Desert Storm, Bosnia, America, America. It's a screaming poem, screaming in the ear, screaming for hunger and homeless, disease, dis-ease, violence, violin, and Ola Mae's babies. This is a screaming poem, heaving in my bosom, beating my breast three times, knocking on my tomb. Hail Mary, don't you weep, don't you moan. Mary weeping and a-moaning, yelling and screaming, a breakdown and rapping poem. This is a today poem, and somebody's just got to be blessed. A spirit poem, doing a drum call, drum talking in word and rhythm and sometimes rhyme, calling men, women, and children with short eyes and wrists, lips, hearts ringing like old dirty dish rags. This is a day poem, a calling poem, and somebody just got to be blessed. This is a woman calling poem to walk in the grace, in her grace through the storm, suck up the light, drink fresh water, take a place in the sun and be healed. This is a day poem, a calling poem, a man calling poem to rise up, make his bed, gather his courage, his strength, his tender, his loins, his babies, his women, and be healed. This is a today poem, and somebody just got to be blessed. This is a poem calling for the children just so they can soak in the sunshine of their nowness, feel the power of their visions and dreams, be all the good that they can see that they ought to be inside, sing a love song for their tomorrow's unborn and be healed. This is a today poem, a calling poem, a prophet, preacher, priest, politician, physician calling poem to be healed. This is a today poem, and somebody's just got to be bless. This is not a revolution poem, but a revolution poem. Only because revolutions are born out of the evolution of every generation. This poem may never be heard, but it will keep on hearing. This poem may never be seen, but it will keep on seeing. So don't try to kill this poem. Just keep writing this poem. Thank you, Duff.